And the title of this mini podcast is Lost in Your Image. Everybody carries an image of themselves around in their mind. Some are aware of what that image is, and many are not. Whether you're aware of your image or not, doesn't take away the power that image has on our actions. It's a driving force on how we think and how we behave. Our image got built over time. We had lots of help in crafting it, from our early caregivers like our parents to our teachers, friends, and even those not so friendly. They all contributed to who we think we are. The downside of discovering your image, for some, is they believe it's a permanent thing and use it as an excuse for a lamentable behavior. They'll say things like, "That's just the way I am." My answer to that pronouncement is always the same. No, that's the way you've been conditioned. We can all recondition our image if we want to. It begins by noticing we have one. I offer a free Improve Your Self-Image recording on my YouTube and podcasting sites. Search for it if you like. It's called Improve Your Confidence. Many people are lost in their image. By that I mean they think that's who they are. They don't realize that's somebody they made up and got comfortable with. And there are degrees of being lost. The ones in the deepest doo-doo are those who are obsessed with how they look. Look no further than Hollywood actors and actresses. The amount of plastic being used to preserve their image is more than what's washing up on all the world's beaches combined. It saddens me to see some of my favorite on-screen performers fall victim to this pseudo-fountain of youth. Many of them look like they accidentally went to a taxidermist. They're more suited now to be stuffed and mounted on the wall than they are for the roles they used to play. Here's one of life's realities. After a certain age, we ain't getting any cuter. It's most productive at this point to invest in your inner beauty and become comfortable in your own skin. You'll start radiating your inner light, which is more attractive to others than anyone whose skin is pulled too tight. Frankly, you're lost in your image if you believe your appearance is your saving grace. If that's your belief, it's the horizon you'll forever chase. When you find out who you are without your image, you'll always like who you see in the mirror. All the best, John.